Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Maggie and Perloff with you on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and we are thrilled to welcome in our next guest. He's a dear friend to both Perloff and myself. Of course, football morning in America, most distinguished sports and football writer in America. It's Peter King. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Maggie, Andrew, so glad to be on with you. I'm so excited about your show. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, Peter. And it's guests like you that are going to make this show unbelievable. Let's start here. Perloff was just reading a promo for the playoff games this weekend. Let's start there before we get into some coaching stuff. But it seems like the consensus here between this Dallas and San Francisco game is that this is a terrible matchup for the Cowboys, and that Dallas could be in a lot of trouble. Do you see it that way?
I do. I mean, if I were to pick one upset this weekend, I would pick the 49ers. I think the 49ers have the ability to play a game that is not a game that the 49ers want to play, which is, you know, the 49ers, I think, have the ability to play a let's slow the game down and let's give Dak the ball only seven or eight times, because I think that they have the kind of running game that has shown at times this year that they can really eat the clock. Mm-hmm. In this game, it is going to be vital for San Francisco to eat the clock. The 49ers do not want to play a game in the 30s. They're not going to win that game. The Cowboys will. So I think San Francisco views this as a ball possession game, and I think you're going to see it played as such.
Hmm. You know, Peter, just a follow-up there. Sorry, Andrew. You know, I think Garoppolo maybe opened up some eyes in that big come-from-behind win against the Rams. You know, we're going to talk a lot about quarterbacks that could be on the move this offseason. If the 49ers upset the Dallas Cowboys, even if Garoppolo is not, like, the reason – but if he plays well, do you feel like the 49ers would be comfortable exploring trade options for him as they have Trey Lance now waiting on the wings?
Probably, Maggie. And it really seems like it's trending in that direction. Mm-hmm. But all I know is this. This is the fifth year of Shanahan Lynch. In the first 4 years, their season died three times out of four because of a weak and shallow quarterback situation. Mm. Far too many times in the previous 4 years, they had to rely on guys like C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins. And so you have to know that if you trade Garoppolo and all that money, if you trade him, even if you get a one, you need very badly to figure out a way to get a guy who at minimum is Colt McCoy. And you need to get like a top 10 backup quarterback in the NFL. And that's going to take some money. You might even have to trade something good for him. But it is vitally important that they not enter next season with Joe Schmo as their backup quarterback, because it's killed them every year that they didn't have Garoppolo playing till the end. So that's how I'd look at it. I understand people say, let's go get something for Garoppolo. And look, there's a chance, because of the weakness of the college quarterback crop, somebody in the middle of that first round, who knows, maybe the Steelers pay a one for Garoppolo. Maybe the Saints pay a one for Garoppolo. I don't know. We'll see. But that's going to be a real interesting one to watch.
So if Jimmy G's not on the trade market, there are reports that Aaron Rodgers might be content in Green Bay, Russell Wilson might stay in Seattle, and Baker Mayfield staying in Cleveland. Peter, who are we going to be talking about in a month when this is all said and done? Right. Who's the big quarterback moving?
Andrew, to me, and look, is there anybody right now who's really excited about trading for Deshaun Watson?
No.
Not that I'm hearing. I mean, first of all, you have absolutely no idea when he's going to be able to play. Well, it doesn't look like he's going to end up in prison, but no one knows. And how Deshaun Watson and his attorneys allowed this thing to linger and to not finish it off. You know, look, they should have found a way last off season to, I don't even know what the number is. You figure out what the number is, $5, $6, $7 million. I truly don't know what the number is. And I'm not trying to make light of this, but Deshaun Watson and his lawyers should have done everything in their power, everything, to make this thing end. You know, this is the legal case that never ends. And they did a bad job, in my opinion, with figuring out that this is not just going to ruin one season for Watson. It has a very good chance of ruining two. And I still see no end in sight in this. So, to me, in the immortal words of Mad Dog Russo, bad job. Right. By Watson and his camp.
Yeah, on many levels, I think that works. Peter King is joining us. Of course, Football Morning in America. It's appointment reading every Monday morning. Want to get to a couple coaches. And, Peter, the thing that I think is wild is it's so rare when a coach gets fired and the fan base is, like, incensed. Like, usually when a coach gets fired, the fan base would drive that coach to the airport. They can't wait for the coach to leave town. But with Brian Flores, it seemed like Dolphins fans were really caught off guard here, and they believe that Flores, you know, really may, you know, got the raw end of the deal. How do you see this with Flores, and do you see him getting a job right away?
You know, look, if I've been covering this league for a long time, and it's easy when you see something happen right away to say, The two big takeaways from the last 48 hours is, Brandon Staley, you're an idiot for calling that timeout. And Stephen Ross, you have no idea what you're doing, firing a coach who went 8-1 down the stretch, just swept the Patriots, went 4-2 against New England in his three years. What in the world are you doing? There is absolutely no way that Stephen Ross is going to make that decision without there being 10 stories, or at least 3 or 4 big stories underneath the surface that we really don't know yet. Jeff Darlington of ESPN was all over ESPN yesterday talking about his lousy relationship with Tua Tagovailoa, his desire against all logical odds to go get Deshaun Watson last year, even though they had no idea when he'd be able to play. There's a lot of stuff. There's, you know, I don't know the reason. No one really knows the reason, but there's got to be a reason why he had, and I forget what the count is, but I think I've heard it's 10, offensive coordinators, quarterback coaches, and offensive line coaches together combined in 3 years. You know, what in the world is going on inside that building that makes the most important positions, some of the most important positions on a coaching staff, churn the way they did for the Dolphins? I don't know the answer to that, but I do think all that is a part of what happened.
With that being said, do you think Flores gets a job this hiring cycle, a head coaching job?
I think he's going to have some pretty good explanations. It's the easiest thing in the world if you're the Bears is to say, oh, Flores, you come in, you clean up the mess that Matt Nagy left. You clean it up. Well, that all sounds good, and you win the press conference. But then the question is, okay, who's coaching the quarterback? That's all that matters. You know, we've lost our ability to basically think logically about why almost every coach who gets fired gets fired. why did Vic Fangio get fired? Everybody in that building, including players in front, everybody loved Vic Fangio. You know why he got fired? They had 7 starting quarterbacks in 3 years. They've had 22 starting quarterbacks in Denver in the last 21 years. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy. You know, but Peter, that speaks to whose fault is that? You know, like you could say the coach for not developing one of these guys, or you could say the general manager in front office for not giving them any talent, you know, and giving them quarterbacks that really couldn't succeed.
They chose Maggie in Vic Fangio's first year to, you know, to make a trade out of their first round pick with the Steelers. To trade down, and then in the second round to go get Drew Locke.
Yeah.
Drew Locke is not the answer. Never has been the answer. And so, you know, and Elway, John Elway, has made a bunch of decisions on quarterbacks, and everyone was wrong. So, you know, Vic Fangio is not hiring the quarterbacks. You know, the quarterbacks that came in were Elway's decision.
What about Harbaugh with the Bears, Peter?
I can see Harbaugh with the Bears. I could see Harbaugh with the Raiders. But I don't know. I think that's a big, dark mystery. I think he would love to have people come at him and throw a lot of money at him so that he has a decision to make. But I don't know if that's going to happen, Maggie. Yeah. The Bears don't strike me as an organization that's going to say, hey, Jim, we'll give you 4 years and $50 million to come and coach our team. They're not that kind of team, although they do love Harbaugh.
One name Maggie and I couldn't figure out, Josh McDaniels. Was it too much damage done when he backed out of Indy, or is he a guy who's going to get a head coaching job again, possibly this year?
The question is, Andrew, if you're Josh McDaniels, and what I've heard about him is that the only way he would leave New England is if he thinks legitimately, not pie in the sky, not Shad Khan, sitting with Shad Khan for a day and a half and getting excited. You know, he's only going somewhere if he legitimately feels he's got a chance to win. Otherwise, he'd rather be a coordinator with a team that's got a chance every year. And so that, to me, is what I think about Josh McDaniels. If you ask me my gut feeling, I don't think he's going to get a job this cycle because what's the job out there that you say now? If ironically, the best job, the place I could see him really doing well in, is Denver. But obviously, they will get a good quarterback. I can tell you, George Payton will find a way. You know, by hook or by crook, he will get a quarterback this year, and it would be great to have McDaniels coach him. But obviously, it's a non-starter because of his history there.
Yeah, it's too much. Peter King is our guest. Just a couple more minutes with you, Peter, and thanks again for doing this. You mentioned about, you know, or Perloff asked about McDaniels because of what happened with Indianapolis. I mean, as terrible as it was for the Colts, for their fans, for the Colts to lay an egg like they did in Jacksonville and not be in the playoffs is just so gut-wrenching. Add on top of it, I did not think it could get worse for them, Peter, than last night in Indy, the College Football National Championship game. Who's out there on the field? But like the ghost of Andrew Luck. I mean, and good for him that he seems like he's doing great, has no regrets about walking away from football. But that is tough to take if you are a Colts fan. That is a rough 24 hours, not just to lose, but then be reminded of what you had in Andrew Luck.
Look, the worst thing right now for the Colts is not just the gut-wrenching loss. It's the fact that, and I've read and I've heard and I'm looking at my internet and I'm looking at some commentators on TV really throwing shade at Frank Reich and Chris Ballard for the last 8 days and losing to the Raiders and at home and then losing to the awful Jaguars. And I get that. This falls on one person's shoulders, Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. Period. End of story. He had, before he had the meaningless touchdown late in the fourth quarter at Jacksonville, totally meaningless, garbage time of garbage time touchdowns at Jacksonville. He had gone 11 consecutive possessions going back to the fourth quarter in Indianapolis against the Raiders last week. 11 possessions with one field goal in those 11 possessions. Look, this guy might be, he might be a shadow of what he was 3 and 4 years ago, because he certainly didn't look like a franchise quarterback other than maybe one or two games all season this year. He looks like less of a sure thing than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, boy.
He really does.
Peter, we're up against a break. We got to say, you're treating Don Bonamassa, your editor, well. You're filing on time, I hope, right? I'm a former editor of yours.
I am.
Oh, thank you, Peter, for the time. Appreciate
it. Love to hear it. Thank you, Peter.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the playoff games this weekend. I know you're a former Peter King's editor.
I am one of very few people. It's a rare honor.
Coming up next, of course, on the radio side, we're with you for another hour on CBS Sports Network. Enjoy Hofstra at Towson. Don't move. It's Maggie and Perloff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.